home is up in the North Country, where the hunter dies all alone. The people tell of a legend so old, of a ghost whose cry is a moan. I fly where the forest meets the sky, I race the northern lights as I go. My feet are on fire as I run and I cry. My name is Wendigo. Where I step are the marks of my feet, they burn through the ice and the snow. And the hunter that sees looks above him, the trees for the mark of Wendigo. I fly where the forest meets the sky, I race the northern lights as I go.
My feet are on fire as I run and I cry.
My name is Wendigo. White lakes and trees in the cold moonlight look so lonesome and low. Is it a wolf or a cry in the night, or is it Wendigo? I fly where the forest meets the sky, I race the northern lights as I go.
My feet are on fire as I run and I cry.
My name is Wendigo.
My feet are on fire as I run and I cry.
My name is Wendigo. Hey-ho.
I think that really goes back, you know, where I grew up, this is not a joke. I was within about a 4-block walking distance of about 10,000 people living in the middle of a bunch of apartment houses in New York City. And there was, though, a big, big park right next to me, Van Cortlandt Park, with an 18-hole golf course right on the edge of the city. And later, when they decided there should be skiing in New York City, they took our best sleigh riding hills and turned them into skiing. And what was a great one-minute sleigh ride made a pretty pathetic one-minute ski run. Anyway, so that's why I'm a nature boy. And I like going in, just sometimes in the woods with my banjo and just playing and playing along with the sounds of nature. And we have a creek that runs through the back of our property, and I like to play music down there. So a long time ago, I made up this song. It's called Birdsong Creek.